It's checkerboard time.
Hello there, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Purina makes and feed it right along.
Howdy there, good friends and neighbors, and welcome once again to Checkerboard Time. This is old Chick Martin back in the harness again and inviting you to enjoy another transcribed program of your favorite songs and music sent to you with the best wishes of your own friendly Purina dealer. Look for the store that displays that familiar red and white checkerboard sign. And remember, now is the time to see the difference Purina makes. Well, let's see. We got a good peppy opener-upper?
Yes, sir, and here it is, Chick. Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
Rootin' tootin' tune, if there ever was one. Go right ahead.
Out in Arizona where the bad men are, and the only thing to guide you is the evening star. The roughest, toughest man by far is Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Got a kid singing to the cows and sheep. Every night they say he thinks of her to sleep. In a buff so rich and deep, crooning soft and low.
He always sings raggy music to the cattle as he swings. Back and forward in the saddle on a horse. That is syncopated, gated, and it's such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run. When they see the fellows come, because the western folks all know. He's a highfalutin, scoop, shootin' son of a gun from Arizona, Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
Dandy boys. Now, you know, that one came out way back before ragtime was jazz and before jazz was swing or whatever it is they're calling it now. But it's still a good old tune and one we always enjoy hearing. Now it's high time we were calling on that sweet little singer Nancy Lou. And here she is, folks, with your request to sing Dream Train.
Every night when I lie down and close my weary eyes, on my train of dreams I go to paradise. Sandman is the engineer. When my train pulls away, every night he hears me say,
just as pretty as it could be, Nancy Lou, and I know all the folks, including those who requested it specially, enjoyed it just a whole lot. Well, speaking of trains, coming back from that interview I made the other day, I did a lot of train riding. And one of the reasons was that I wanted to come back by way of St. Louis so I could stop off and make another trip through the Purina Research Laboratories and the Purina Experimental Farm. Now, if you've never been through them, it'll be well worth your time to do it. And each time I go down there, it's a revelation to me. They're constantly experimenting with new ingredients. They're always on the lookout for new combinations of ingredients or new improved methods of feeding. You'd be amazed, as I always am, at the way each ingredient used is subjected to the severest kind of chemical, biological, and optical tests to determine the quality, nutritional value, and vitamin content. Now, different combinations are tested at the experimental farm to determine their value and practical use. And neighbors, it was out of all this constant experiment, about 20 years of it, that came the Purina Startina that we know today. Baby chicks eat so very little starting feed, only a thimble full a day for the first few days. And that's why it's so important that every bit is properly balanced and blended to do the job. So just remember this when you ask your Purina dealer for a red and white checkerboard bag of Startina. Behind that bag stands years of constant experiment and experience by some of the outstanding men in their line, the men who have charge of Purina's laboratories and experimental farms. Remember that good old time, neighbors? Right as two rabbits, it was Chinatown in a special sweet potato arrangement by Art Wendell and played by our own Purina Melody Maker. Yes, even the Cackle Sisters are voicing their approval of that one. Maybe I should say cackling their approval of it. But now look here, girls. You aren't getting away as easily as that. We want to hear another of those cackle specialties of yours. What'd it be? Well, I couldn't have picked out a better one myself. One of my favorites, too. Here are your two good friends, the Cackle Sisters, with the Crawdad song.
You get a line, I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line, and I'll get a pole, baby. You get a line, and I'll get a pole, and we'll go down to the Crawdad hole, honey, baby mine. What you gonna do when the lake goes dry, honey? What you gonna do when the lake goes dry, baby? Oh, what you gonna do when the lake goes dry?
Well, I'll sit on a bank and watch the crawdads die. Oh, honey, baby mine.
Yes, sir, that was your old friend Crawdad song, all dressed up in a few fancy frills added by the Cackle Sisters. Thanks a heap, girls. That was mighty listenable. Well, neighbors, it's song story time again. Time for one of those stories that come surging back through memory to remind us of old, half-forgotten scenes and faces. Maybe this one that the checkerboard four and I have picked out for today will bring back those memories. I hope they do. Happy ones. Down the trail to home sweet home.
Would you like to go back to home sweet home, where the world and your friends are true, and down the lane to stroll again, where mother waits for you? When you've lost in the game of gold and fame, and you're weary of fighting alone,
when the tears come and flow, then the heart aches to go
down the trail to home, sweet home.
There are roads to fame and fortune,
There are roads to ruined years. There are songs of song and laughter, and the roads that end in tears. There are roads to humble roof tree. There are roads to gilded dome. But the dearest road to travel is that road that brings us home.
When the tears come, I know. Then the heart aches to go.
Down the trail to home, sweet home.
Down the trail to home, sweet home. I don't know of anything that can compare with that feeling when you've been away. It doesn't matter how long, an hour, a day, or a year. And then you start down that road to home, sweet home. Well, we've got to be hitting that trail for home, sweet home ourselves for very long here. But before we do, I'd like to leave this one thought with you. I hope you're thinking of those new baby chicks of yours as an investment, because that's what they are. You're putting your money into them with the hope that next fall and winter they'll pay you back in egg dividends. Then it's mighty important that you protect that investment right now. See that they get the right care and management. They demand a lot of it, and they're worth it. And then be sure that they're getting off to a good start with a good starting feed. Now you know what I'm referring to. Nothing else but good old Purina Startina, the kind that's balanced and blended to really do a job for you. Ask your Purina dealer for it by name. Purina Startina in the red and white checkerboard bag. Now here's our closing song for another day. A good old Larrapin Westerner, The Strawberry Roan.
Let me tell you a tale, a good one I own, of a bucking old bronc, a strawberry roan. I was hanging round town, not earning a dime, being out of a job, just spending my time, when a stranger steps up and he says, I suppose you're a bronc-busting man from the looks of your clothes. So I says, yes, you're right, there's none I can't tame. If it's riding wild ponies, that's my middle name.
Oh, that strawberry roan. Oh, that strawberry roan.
That sunfish and critter's worth leaving alone. There's nary a buster from Texas to Nome.
Good ride, that strawberry roan. Oh, that strawberry roan. Oh, that strawberry roan.
That sunfish and critter's worth leaving alone. There's nary a buster from Texas to Nome.
Good ride, that strawberry roan.
And to that, I reckon we'd better get on that strawberry roan and head her for the home corral. But we'll all be back your way again when checkerboard time rolls around with more of your favorite songs and music. Until then, this is Chick Martin saying so long, good friends and neighbors. And remember that now is the time to see the difference Purina makes. And here's your own local announcer with a few more variations on that same theme.
Thank you.